And as we've been scanning the horizon, looking for areas that may have been hit by Friday, Saturday morning, and yes, even Sunday morning's low temperatures, we've been urged to go north of Hitterdahl. Well, let's head up to northwest Minnesota, northern end of the Red River Valley, where Syngenta's Walker Tekaw is with us. Good afternoon, Walker.
Hi, Mick. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on today.
You're very welcome. Well, what have you heard from up in the northern end of the valley as far as some possible or potential crop damage from the freeze?
Well, I think, Mick, the potential certainly exists. Just been some folks I've talked to this morning and making some phone calls. Nobody knows yet for sure if they have frost damage. I haven't had any reports or phone calls of it yet. So, you know, keep our fingers crossed. That's a good thing. But I think the potential definitely does exist. I was working on a Syngenta agronomy newsletter this morning and related to the frost tolerance of corn and soybeans, and did a little research, and I see that Saturday morning our low temperatures at Grand Forks was 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and in Fargo we got down to 28 degrees. So the potential for frost injury, particularly in corn, since we have corn up out of the ground, is definitely there.
Is this going to be something that's going to take a long time? Because it seems like when we have a frost in September, man, you go out in the afternoon, bam, those leaves are brown or black. Is it going to take a bit for the damage to show up in the spring here?
Yeah, Mick, that's a great question. You know, the damage shows up relatively fast. So, you know, really within about 24 hours or by now, if growers have, you know, if they had corn that was emerged and they go out and look at those fields, the damage should be evident. They'll be able to see kind of the milky white, kind of translucent appearance of the leaf tissue, indicating that it's got frosted. Many growers have probably seen that before. What does take more time is really trying to make an assessment of how severe was the damage and am I going to have to replant? I mean, ultimately, that's the question is, was the damage severe enough to kill the growing point? The good news for corn is corn's pretty frost tolerant. The growing point remains below the soil surface until about the V5 to V6 leaf stage. You know, the largest corn I've seen so far in my travels, all across central and northwest Minnesota into eastern North Dakota has been about V3, corn. So the growing point is still below the soil surface. Because of that, it should be protected. The only concern I have is with temperatures, down into the, you know, the mid to upper 20s. The real variable is how long it was that cold. And I have seen and heard of situations where when we have extended periods of cold like that, you know, of a couple hours or more, you still run the potential that you could freeze that growing point even if it's below the soil surface. And the really, Mick, the best thing growers can do is, it's really hard, but just give it a little bit of time. It usually... What our recommendation is a grower waits 3 to 5 days before they really go out and assess their fields and make any decisions whether or not they're going to replant. Because the key is looking for regrowth. And after 3 to 5 days, especially if we have, you know, some nice sunny days and some warmer temperatures like we're going to get here this week, we should begin to see regrowth out of the whorl or the center of that corn plant. Growers can also dig those corn plants up and split them with a knife, and the inside of the stalk and the growing point should be kind of a whitish yellowish color and very firm as well. If it's real soft, squishy, it kind of watery, has more of a rotten appearance, then that's a bad thing because that's very likely that it's gonna that corn plant's gonna die.
Yeah, and that means the cell walls have been ruptured and there's irrecoverable damage.
That's right, Mick. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we got apps, you know, for everything. Even the apps now out there now, or you can know what your nitrogen content of every almost a square meter of a cornfield is. Sure wish there was an app that you could just kind of snap a picture and it would tell you to plant or replant, but what is the decision-making process other than just kind of give it some time?
Yeah, I wish it was that simple too, Mick. You're right. Like I said, the best thing growers can do is, I would say wait until, at least tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday here before they really make any final decision. We're fortunate with soybeans. Most of our soybeans either, they haven't been planted yet, or those that have, I have yet to see any soybeans that are out of the ground. And that's a good thing, because with soybeans, the very first thing to come out of the ground is the cotyledons, which are the growing points. And that's the first thing to emerge. And subsequently, soybeans can't take frost or freezing temperatures near as well as corn, because it's upon emergence that growing point is exposed. And if we had beans out of the ground, I think we'd really have some soybeans that we'd be replanting. Fortunately, most of the beans haven't emerged yet and hopefully will be protected. But with corn, growers can get out here in a couple of days and try and make that assessment. Like I said, look for that green plant tissue regrowing out of the center or the whorl of those corn plants, and split some corn plants open and look for, that firm, hard leaf tissue and a hard growing point. If it's watery and mushy and real soft, then it's probably been frozen and dead. And then it's just a matter of trying to figure out, well, what percentage of the field is that way? And, do I need to make a replant decision?
Okay. Visiting with Walker Teckaw, who is a Syngenta product development agronomist. And, Walker, we only got about a minute to go here. If that hard decision has to be made, should growers switch to a shorter day length variety of either corn or beans?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mick. And, the good news is it's not too late. We're sitting here the 16th of May, and it's not too late to replant corn. Certainly not too late to replant soybeans if we had to. A lot of soybeans haven't been planted yet. So there's a lot of window left to still put beans in the ground, but particularly around corn, if we do end up having some frost-damaged corn that needs to be replanted, growers still have time to get that done. In fact, I really wouldn't even recommend that they move to a shorter season corn hybrid yet. Our recommendation typically is not to switch to early season corn hybrids until we get beyond about the 25th of May. And once we pass that date, then growers can start to look to earlier corn hybrids. Normally what we recommend is they shorten their maturity by 3 to 5 days. Versus their fuller season hybrids for their area. So, if they're in an area where a full season corn hybrid would be a 95-day maturity corn hybrid, you get beyond the 25th of May, it might be down to a 90-day corn hybrid plus or minus a couple days of maturity.
All righty. Very good. Walker Teckaw, Syngenta agronomist. And where's home base for you, Walker?
I am live in Laconia, Minnesota, just west of the Twin Cities, and then I basically cover central and northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, my geography.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for your insight. If there people need to get a hold of you, or do you have more info on the Syngenta website?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit Syngenta.com, and there's a wealth of information out there. We also have a very good agronomy website as well, called the KnowMoreGrowMore.com agronomic blog or website that they can go to for more information as well.
Very good. All right. Walker, thanks for the insight. I know there's still a lot of question marks up there. A lot of people breathing a sigh of relief, but still a little uncertainty and a little anxiety. So thanks for making guys feel a little bit better today, Walker.
No problem, Nick. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.